Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the New Jerusalem Studies, the writings of Kenneth B. Vischer. Overcomers.ca The New Jerusalem, Chapter 1. Lord, I long for your glory. Scripture. Revelations 21, verses 1 to 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. End Scriptures. Prophecy from the mouth of the Lord. Thus says your God unto those who possess a heart that is yearning for my full presence. It is I. Be not afraid, for it is my will now to speak unto those who would be separate unto me. For in the time past of your lives, you have laid up my words safely in your hearts, my people. The time has now come that I will speak to that very same word you have guarded within your hearts, to bring that same word to full fruit. Yea, I am a jealous God, and it is my purpose to bring my church forth as a tabernacle filled with the glory of God and of the Lamb. Those who long only for me, who find that I am their all-sufficiency, their fullness of glory, who care not at all for honor from men or for doctrines that tickle the ears of the listeners. I am seeking for a people who care for nothing else but to commune with me in the Holy of Holies, a people who desire nothing other than to be completely consumed by my holy presence, who care not to carry a label or testament as to their faithfulness unto me because of the trials they have thus far endured. I am seeking for a people who will worship me in spirit and in truth, and that the same people care not for any other thing except to bless my name in pure worship. A people whom I have formed, whom I would form together into a living tabernacle worthy to bear my holy name, who care not to be found in any other place than at the place of my feet, the place wherein they would learn only of me. Therefore, to bring such a people unto me, I will lower the hedge of protection that I have thus far placed around about you, my sons and my daughters, and I will allow a much greater of the measure of the mystery of iniquity and of the spirits of wickedness in the realms of principality and power to assail your vessels of clay, that you will learn in a greater measure to separate yourselves unto me in earnestness and in much fear. For this is a time of great lukewarmness in the sons of faith. I would not have those who bear the mantle of my anointing to be placid in their walk with me. You must learn once again what it means to run with patience this race that is still before you. Yea, I am the Lord who seeks such as are worthy to endure the hardness of rejection and refusal from men in a much greater measure than they have to this time. I seek for those who, with Jesus as the pattern son, will seek no reputation, who will seek no life of their own, nor store up for the protection that the world would afford. These are men who are willing to abandon all other things to worship me alone. These are they who shall form my body in the earth, who shall bear my name, and who in the end shall not be ashamed before me when I come again. Yea, I am lowering the hedge of protection around you, my precious saints, and a great tumult will begin even now to arise against your very footsteps that you would now take in me. You shall find yourselves seeking hard after me if you do indeed have a heart that longs for only your Lord. If your heart is otherwise minded, then the fires of tribulation shall be stoked 7 times hotter to bring you to a place wherein you will choose to seek me and live. I am going now to judge the earth, and my judgments will first begin with those who love to seek me and to love me, and those who bear my holy name. Yea, I am the Lord. End prophecy. Vision. And the angel which was with me supported me under my right arm as I climbed up to view this terrible sight. And I saw, as it were, a precious emerald, even with the glory of God as its light, descend from heaven to the earth. And I saw that this emerald was indeed the great promise of God to complete his workings, his strange workings, even in the earth. And I saw this glorious city of God descend to the earth that was blackened with the mystery of iniquity and the longness of the curse that was upon it. As the city descended, I saw the earth underneath begin to break apart, to cleave, as it were, in large rocks and portions of earthen soils, and these pieces were broken up and drawn up into the jasper walls of the Emerald City as the city descended. The noise of the earth breaking up was very great, and I saw under the earth the very brimstone of they who were in the process of the second death, and this fire that they were in, like a lava stream, was also broken up and caught up into the walls of jasper. There was a terrible heat, and I looked, and the earth and the elements under the earth were caught up, but were not diminished, even as the city descended. Not the end of the vision. At this time in the world of men, there are a great many doctrines, or in brackets, teachings, and writings, and much preaching that is purporting doctrines that are supposedly of God. Never before in the history of the church has there been such an abundance of writing and ministry of one to another. However, Jesus, in the simple life he portrayed, said, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7:17. There was only one doctrine Jesus held. Not that there are many doctrines that lead to error, but one doctrine that leads to one conclusion. And that conclusion is God becoming all in all. It is not in me to just add to the mass of doctrine that is being emulated at this time when it comes to studying the New Jerusalem. My heart is filled with another purpose, and that is to reveal the very heart of God and our ability to become one with his very heart. It is not that there will not be doctrines that teach us exactly what the New Jerusalem is, or what its place is in our lives, or our lives in it, but that the main emphasis of this study will be to bring the reader into a fellowship with God that they have never been into in such a measure before. The abundance of doctrines that are being emulated at this time are actually contributing to a spirit of lukewarmness that is pervading the company of sons at this time. Such is a warning in my spirit. There is in my spirit a great drawing to our Savior, more than ever before. This drawing is not from my own desire, but is a desire that Jesus himself has towards us. A revelation, deep in my spirit, that shows me that Jesus longs for those who will come to worship him and communion with him one-on-one, face-to-face, with no separation of any kind, or even for one moment. A tremendous drawing of the love of the Great Shepherd that is very powerful, very purposeful, and has the ability to direct our gaze solely upon him. Yet this drawing of love is not by powerful motions of spirit or the strength of his strong arm, but by his gentle spirit which dwells in us. So when I say it is powerful based on his great love. At this time, it is of the utmost importance to be consumed by the love of Christ, which love will keep us through the coming days of tribulation that are fast coming to this world. There is no other way in which to dwell but in his great love at this time, for the Lord is about to shake in an even greater measure the earth and all nations that dwell therein. The New Jerusalem is a definitive statement from God to those on the earth that find themselves in duality or with dual natures. We were born in Adam and die in Adam. We are or will be born in Christ and will die to this world. In both cases, the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven is there to make a statement as to what is holy and what is profane. The New Jerusalem is the very Church of God, seated in heavenly places, but now answering to the need of the earth to come into full restoration. For the body of Christ and the New Jerusalem are the very same thing. Again, for the body of Christ and the New Jerusalem are the very same thing. For the body of Christ and the New Jerusalem are the very same thing. The Church of Christ and all the members therein form this glorious city. The foundation of the city is comprised of the apostles of the Lamb, and upon it each stone has been built by that wise master builder who is the Lord himself. And then we take heed to build thereon with care and caution as to the sensitivity of spiritual things that we hold to be truth. The New Jerusalem is the very manifestation of the life of the Lord in his people, in the earth. It is a future element, although it is a present reality as we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Those who hold doctrines that are not balanced with pure truth will be counted as those who love and believe a lie. They, along with the rest of humanity, caught up in profanity, will not enter the gates of this city. They will have their part in the lake that burns with fire, heat, and brimstone, holiness, until that which separates them from entering the gates of the city is removed from them. If a doctrine held by an overcomer causes one to be in a place of delusion, they will have their part in that fiery lake. The general emphasis of Scripture is that we are saved from wrath through him that loved us. So then, the process of second death, therefore, is not an element of wrath. Let me say it again. The general emphasis of Scripture is that we are saved from wrath through Him that loved us. So then the process of second death, therefore, is not an element of wrath. It is most certainly an element of deliverance. It is corrective, not punitive, pure, not mixed with hearsay or assumptions. The person who is thus cast into this lake and has part in this lake are to be delivered. There is no notion in Scripture of this being a place of eternal separation from Christ. Quite the contrary. It is the place where that which does separate the person from God is removed from them. Again, quite the contrary. It is the place where that which does separate the person from God is removed from them. So then, in this study of the New Jerusalem, we will look in detail at the structure of that city, the place of the righteous in it, the walls of jasper, and the beauty of an emerald, as well as the many other descriptive elements that comprise this building of God. We will also see each person's place in this glorious city, and the purpose of God thus being fulfilled in completing the salvation of each one in due order. A definitive line will be drawn in our lives as to that which is holy and that which is not holy, for we are still cast in duality while we live in bodies of flesh. This is a serious study which will cause our steps to leave doctrines that are not held to pure truth, doctrines that do not honor Jesus and the finished work he did for each one will fall away as we view this city in its magnitude and beauty. This, then, is the introduction to the New Jerusalem. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.